Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And one of the best coaches we have in this town, his baseball team is... look, we have to admit it. We got a couple Aztecs sitting here. And you know what? He used to be an Aztec.
Right.
I won't
That's
let
right.
him forget that. But he's now the head baseball coach at USD, Rich Hill. And the Toreros, always tough. Rich, great to see you, man. How are you?
Great to see you guys. Great to be here. Thank you guys for having me on.
It's a bummer because you're never in much of a good mood. And it's tough to
what,
get you.
What did he say when he walked in? Hey, how you doing, Rich? I'm epic.
Epic,
I think is the word he
yeah.
used.
And that's a bad day for him.
Right.
It's a bad day for
man.
Him.
Come on, man. I'm blessed. Look at this. I mean, look at this view. San Diego. We've got it all, man. It's blessed to be here.
Well, the USD baseball team has been so successful here over the last, I would say, decade and a half at least, maybe long. How long have you been
22
there
22 years, man. This
is
my 22nd
crazy.
Year.
They were pretty good when I was in school, and that was too early 2000s.
Yeah. He's just done such a great job recruiting. What's the big pitch when you're trying to get a kid to come to USD, play baseball?
You know, it's the whole package, guys. The school really sells itself, you know. I mean, it's at a small private Catholic school, you know. People are trying to pay $250,000 just to get into school, right? But it's that academic prestige, that we have. And then you combine that with the athletic programs, and it really sells itself. I think the tradition of our big leaguers, of our pro guys, it's a chance at the dream. You know, we're all about development. We have a tremendous track record of guys that have not been drafted out of high school, that go through our program, become first rounders. Connor Joe is a great example. Mm-hmm. Out of Poway, starting left fielder opening day for the Giants. Yes, Chris Bryant, Kyle Holder, Riley Adams, a kid out of Canyon Crest. So on and on, it becomes a very appealing package for guys that have that dream, man. They got the itch, and they're also really good students.
Rich, you guys had a long run of success from the baseball program.
Mm-hmm.
Last couple of years, you guys have kind of struggled a little bit. Mm-hmm. What has been the goal to trying to get you guys back to where you had been before those last 2 years?
Yeah, in 2015, we won the WCC championship, and the way we're set up now is we, like the Mountain West, you know, you got to go through that tournament and that,
you gotta
that
win
automatic
it.
Bid. And, you know, you guys have been through that at State where you won the regular season and then, you know, you don't get that bid. And being a mid-major in today's world, it's just it's a much more difficult path. 2017, we had that really good team. 2018, I consider that rock bottom for our program. Mm-hmm. You're right. And then we had that bounce back year last year, 32 wins. Through all this, you know, Anthony Jr., I still call you Junior.
That's fine. Anthony Jr. That's usually reserved for folks that been around my
father. Us old school guys call you Junior, you know, when I'm around Chris and your mom. And, you know, we've been ranked in somewhere in the national polls 14 straight years. And, you know, the bar is raised so high that when we don't get to the NCAA tournament, we don't win a championship, you know, people kind of say, hey, man, what's wrong? What's going on? You know, but through it all, we've had a ton of success, sent a ton of guys to the pros. We're graduating our guys. But you're right, man. We haven't been in an NCAA tournament in a minute. You know?
That's the thing that, right? I mean, we kind of got used to seeing you guys get to a regional because it was happening so frequently.
Yeah.
It does seem like it's a little bit different the last couple years.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, people ask me, hey, how are you guys going to be this year? I said, man, this is it. This is the year we break the glass ceiling.
Sure.
You know, and, you know, I think that you got to have that mindset, you know, and in everything. And our young people need to have that mindset. And we need to be optimistic. And we need to speak that. We need to speak that language of positivity, man. And we have a good returning group. The pitching is always going to be the question, but we got some good young arms.
You had the breakthrough ceiling year, as far as I'm concerned, was a decade ago with Mattis and Romanski.
Mm-hmm.
And being ranked number 8 in the nation, if I'm not mistaken, maybe even a little higher at some point, but good enough in order to host an NCAA regional.
Yeah.
I thought that was just fantastic. Unfortunately, Fresno State just had a magic touch that year, right? Is that the year that they...
No, that was the year before.
Oh, the year before, yeah. Okay. But they came down here and Fullerton came down here. But still, I just thought a tiny little school, USD, and being the number 8 in the nation and hosting a regional where you looked around the rest of the country and it's LSU and it's Florida State and it's all these big schools, and then USD was hosting one. So I know you can do it, and I imagine that's your goal, is to get back and do that again.
Absolutely. You know, and that's what drives us and me personally, you know, as well as the developmental piece, you know, of our guys, and you know, really being, you know, someone that can facilitate other people's dreams. And that's what a coach really should be, you know? And we've done a great job of that, I think, with our assistant coaches, and especially guys like Brock and Flo now. But 2007, Chris, you're right, man. That was awesome. Looking up and seeing Tony Gwynn Stadium full to capacity and being the first college program to host a regional, it was very special. Barry Larkin's, you know, doing the color, and Robin Ventura's there, and it's just... This whole scene, you know.
You know, doing the play-by-play on radio.
Who's that?
Me.
Chris Ello.
Yeah, with Phil Nevin.
I see. It's that
we
kind of superstar quality,
there,
man.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Justin Wilson was on the hill, who's a bigger for Fresno
big
State.
Bigger. Pretty good
and
pitcher. Yeah.
As soon as they got a lead, they brought in Tanner Sheppers, throwing 100 under those super fantastic lights at Tony. And pretty soon we were in the losers bracket, man, and we couldn't climb out of it, but. That was a special experience.
Rich, what kind of kid does USD target? Like, you know, obviously there's a certain type of kid you want in your program. In order to make it as successful as it's been, what kind of kid is that?
Three things. You have to be a great character guy. You got to be a baseball rat, you know. And, you know, someone like yourself, Junior. I mean, you know, that kind of character that brings that energy to the ballpark every day, that's going to spend extra time in the cages, on the field, in the weight room. You know, we have a saying that's plastered around our plate: free time is equal to success. So it's that kind of guy. Also somebody who's very committed to academics. Obviously at USD, you're not going to survive if you're not committed to it. And somebody who's got a very good skill set. So those three things are the type of kid that we get. And if you're going to lack in any one of those three, you'll buckle. You'll take a knee in our program. Won't work.
And when you see Chris Bryant doing what he does, I mean, is there still a sense of pride in that? And I mean, just every time. I mean, here's a guy who's a rookie of the year, MVP, World Series winner, number one pick right out of USD, college player of the year. I mean, I consider Chris Bryant one of my guys, you know, and I didn't even go to USD, but he's still our guy here in San Diego, even though he's in Chicago now.
Absolutely. I mean, you just... I get goosebumps when you're talking about him, you know, because
he's coming next week.
I know, man. I know. We're fired up. We've got a special night planned out there, USD night, and I love seeing Chris and his wife Jess and Mike and Susie and his brother and his wife's family. It's like one big family, and the Bryants are, every time they see me, you know, I mean, his mom, within the first 30 seconds, you know, Coach, we're so thankful for what USD and the program has done for Chris in his life. And it's like her eyes almost start watering.
Awesome.
They're just so, oh, my God. And that's what I'm – they're so full of gratitude. And Chris is exactly what you see. You know, he is extremely humble. He's extremely respectful. It's almost like he still gets nervous when I'm talking to him.
Coaches always have that kind of feel over you, no matter how old you get.
You're right, because if you just say the name Jim Dietz, I always go,
My dad was the same way.
Still scares me a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what head coaches do, if they had an impact on you.
So it's a special relationship, and he obviously was a special player, once-in-a-generation player for a coach to have. And he's a poster boy for not only USD baseball, but USD, everything that we represent.
Tell us a little bit more about USD night that the Padres are hosting for you guys.
Man, we have a, you know, a bash out there at Petco Park. You know, the tickets always just fly. I mean, there's 500 people, and we got Chris Bryant jerseys and everybody up at the top. Just having a really good time and a lot of great fellowship going on and just, you know, supporting not only Chris Bryant. We want Chris to do well, but we want the Padres to win. So, am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're on the Padres station.
Okay, are, yeah. Well, good, good. Because
you're implored to say that.
Oh, my gosh. Ron and Peter and those guys over there are first-class people. They've been great to me personally and USD. And
yep. Fowler Park.
Fowler Park, man. We're rooting for them. You know, obviously we want Chris to succeed, but the Padres to win.
That's okay. He can go 4-for-4 with 4 homers, and as long as the Padres win, nobody will say anything.
That'll yeah, be those pitchers might say something different.
Pitchers right, probably yeah. aren't feeling that right now for me at all.
Well, one of the real successful programs that we have in all of San Diego sports has been the USD baseball team. I think consistently over the last decade and a half, 2 decades, Rich Hill.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.